newspaper. Hi, Paul Slack, it's Good News Broadcast. I'm here with a nice gentleman taking down his top for his 69 Bug. We're actually doing a story today on Volkswagens and on cars and how important they are for people. Hi, what's your name?
Noah.
Noah? Huh? Oh, wow. So, don't mind me.
This
Montauk.
Montauk,
yeah?
Live breathing.
Oh, beautiful. And let me ask you, Noah, you know, in case we have a little flood out here, are you going to use your Volkswagen like Noah? Is this your Ark?
We count on a Montauk fisherman to save the life.
There you go. All right. Beautiful. Well, Noah, you're a good guy. Thank you very much, man. It's goodnewsbroadcast.com. Thank you very much. Hi, Christy. You want to hold this?
Hi.
Okay. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Hi. Good. Paul Slack is Good News Broadcast. Only
Hi.
Good news.
Yes. Good.
Positive life affirming content.
Yes.
So it's raining. That helps to make good. What? Tell me about your life.
All right. Well, I did say that there was 100% chance I would be pouring tonight, and I am going to be pouring my Bellissima here. So we're right, because it's pouring.
There you go. You're very proud of World Peace, the International Day of Peace. And I know you're such a humanitarian, and you've done such wonderful work, socially minded. What does peace mean for you?
Well, I mean, peace on earth is what we all wish for. I think, you know, when everybody sees that first star at night, it's like peace on earth. It's what every parent wants for their child. And I don't know, it's what I wish for on that first star.
That's a beautiful thing. Last question, we're involved with the Love Channel. What is love for you?
What is love? It's the most powerful thing in the whole world. That there's nothing stronger than that. And it can do, and it can make anything happen. And it's what we live for.
I love you. Toast, boom, bang, boom.
Okay, to love. To peace and love.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
My name is Ringo. Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love.
I'm Dr. Oz. We have an obligation to provide a peaceful world for our children.
I would say there are so many small things that we can all do to improve our daily lives and the lives of others.
We've got to work much harder, no matter what country, religion, or culture.
Peace is the most precious possession we can achieve. The opposite of peace is the wasting of life, bloodshed, and arriving at no solution whatsoever.
Today is September 21st, the day that all countries of the United Nations declared as International Day of Peace. Today, we strengthen that UN message and have created a Peace Day party event and broadcasting it live to the world, our human peace sign symbol. Let's celebrate each other. Life is a gift. Have a party. Have a Peace Day party. Listen to over 50 nonprofits and individuals who share their thoughts to help educate children.
You're watching the Peace Day, global internet broadcast celebrating the United Nations International Day of Peace.
Please sing along to these well-known peace and love songs with the words on the bottom of the screen.
Moment of silence for peace. I'm going to have my moment now. Ooh, I feel good.
World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace.
The sun'll come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're always a day away. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're always a day.
You know, I remember when I first heard that some little kid, you know, brings a gun into school. And then you start hearing all these problems.
I have a school where there's been 24 murders since January 1 in my neighborhood. I have kids suffering from post-traumatic stress and children.
Kids have so much on their plate this day and time.
I can't concentrate.
I get overly frustrated sometimes.
Kind of angry all the time.
And then they introduce this technique where the student can dive within and enliven that inner happiness, inner intelligence, inner creativity and love. And they see the problems start evaporating.
Well, it's important because, you know, we're targeting the kids and we want the kids to be successful in their life. And we want them to be the ones also coming to our games and with the smiles on their faces. And, you know, we just want to be their positive influence of coming out here and showing them that there's somebody that cares. So, you know, that's why it's important for us to teach these character traits when we come in and do our cheer program and things like that.
Well, the self-esteem program, the cheer program, ties into a lot of the things that we do here at Jefferson with our core values and our anti-bullying program. When kids learn about self-esteem, it helps them throughout the day and in their lives.
This is a very important section of the DVD. These are helpful hints that will help you and protect you. So, most important is that you're breathing deeply throughout the entire session, breathing in and out through our nostrils. And we want to make sure that we keep our tongue at an energy point called fire point. So this energy point is on the ridge of the upper gum behind your two front upper teeth. This prevents you from clenching your teeth, tightening the jaw, and this can be done throughout the day, and especially when you're going to work, when you're on the job, when you're in a stressful situation, tongue at fire point, but best to keep it there all the time, except when eating and speaking. The fire point is, again, I'll just demonstrate, on the ridge of the upper gum. Your mouth is shut, so no one sees it, okay? And it's just gently the tip of the tongue just connects with the fire point. It's like connecting this really powerful circuit of energy that flows up the back of the body and down the front. And when you're on and off the job, climbing stairs, in that situation where there's, you know, some tenseness and stress, remember, tongue at fire point. It's very, very powerful. And through the whole routine, tongue at fire point, and all day long, except when you're eating and speaking. And if you do this right before you go to sleep, you won't grind your teeth. So it takes some practice and getting used to, but it's really powerful.